This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, January 18th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The new penal code of Bolivia, South America, moves beyond monitoring Christians and could criminalize evangelism with up to 12 years in prison, reports Evangelical Focus. The National Association of Evangelicals in Bolivia has sounded an emergency alert, warning the legislation could become a means of quote-unquote state abuse against Christians. Evangelical churches plan to hold a day of prayer and fasting on Sunday, January 21st, for their nation. 1 Timothy 2, 1-2 urges that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Two street preachers in the UK had charges of hate speech dropped recently after proclaiming the gospel to an atheist and referencing scripture when asked about homosexuality last month. David Barker and Stephen Wan underwent extensive police interrogation at the end of December, but were assisted by the Christian Legal Center. Barker said he devoted his life to sharing the gospel after being converted nearly 40 years ago from a life of drunkenness, saying, quote, "I have preached the gospel on the streets every Saturday for 30 years since then," end quote. When his preaching was opposed, Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 4:17, "But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth." Commentators generally agree that the lion he references there was the Roman Emperor Nero. Truly, Paul's faith before hostile political leaders is a great testimony for us today. Britain's lower house of parliament passed the European Union withdrawal bill yesterday in the latest move after the UK held a Brexit referendum in favor of leaving the EU in 2016. The bill heads to the parliament's upper house, largely supportive of the EU. Meanwhile, the UK and the EU have been negotiating a 2-year transition period for post-Brexit relations. Following Hawaii's panic on Saturday from a false ballistic missile threat, Japan's public broadcast system sent out a false alert as well on Tuesday for residents to take cover from a launched North Korean missile. Unlike Hawaii, though, the broadcaster corrected the false alarm within minutes. International sanctions on North Korea are, quote, "really starting to hurt," end quote, the country, according to U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Citing evidence from defectors, Tillerson said Japan has found over 100 fishing boats from North Korea drifting into their waters, with about 2/3 of the people on board having died. This comes as the U.S. and Canada hosted talks with 20 nations this week to increase pressure on North Korea and discuss the country's nuclear program. President Donald Trump proclaimed Tuesday as Religious Freedom Day, and that, quote, "no American, whether a nun, nurse, baker, or business owner, should be forced to choose between the tenets of faith or adherence to the law." Family Research Council President Tony Perkins interviewed several leaders for a National Religious Freedom Day broadcast, including former Congressman Frank Wolf, author of the International Religious Freedom Act. Wolf said the fundamental problem is a lack of concern in the church.
I think the fundamental failure has really been the church. Dietrich Bonhoeffer says, if you don't speak and you don't act, and I don't see the church speaking and I don't see the church acting.
Perkins also spoke with Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, who encouraged Christians to live out their faith in all of life.
The more that we practice integrity and that we practice the basic tenets of our faith, whether we're at home, whether in our business place, whether in recreation, we show a consistency of that faith. And people don't see one person at church and another person at the business, right, but they really see faith lived out. That's where faith makes a difference.
6,000 people came together for the 13th annual Chicago March for Life on Sunday, with adults, students, children, and babies alike in attendance. The organization's president, Don Fitzpatrick, said the event witnessed to the fact that, quote, "killing a child in the womb is never an acceptable solution to any problem, end quote. Former Planned Parenthood Director Ramona Trevino spoke of the event, saying she left a Texas Planned Parenthood facility, quote, 7 years ago, knowing that their days are numbered and that Roe v. Wade's days are numbered, end quote. And finally, Fox 19 reports that a 10-year-old Ohio boy named Sincere Trammell was held hostage for 30 hours by a gunman in a standoff with police this past week. Eventually, the gunman surrendered, and the boy was taken to safety. Despite the ordeal, Trammell said, quote, I was a little bit scared. I just knew that God had me, end quote. Psalm 73:28 says, But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, January 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.